It's the eve of Thanksgiving. We got a special one for y'all.
We got a little treat, just a little bonus episode. I'm not even going to call it an episode, just a bonus little treat for you.
Get your turkey smoked, fried, baked, however you like it. Get your mashed taters made up and get ready for a good one.
That's right.
And get your cess on.
Get sassy for Thanksgiving.
Sassy, baby, sassy.
Welcome to the Shane Edmonds Show. This is your special guest speaking, Kit Berry, here with the host of the Shane Edmonds Show,
Blake,
Josh,
and Jason,
with special guest,
Jeff,
Jeffrey.
We're back.
G-off, if we're going to be right
is
here.
It G-off.
Jeffrey Dahmer or Jeffrey Epstein?
It's the letter G hyphen O-F-F. G-off. Get the fuck off.
Your first name should have been Jack, like, and then a me. Jack Meehoff.
That went completely sideways.
Welcome to episode 21.
Woot woot.
The week leading into Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day.
Woot woot. Eat that turkey with your pilgrims and have a good time.
And the indigenous people.
Fuck Northam and this 25 limit rule. You motherfuckers better get all your family together.
I'm going to have 26 people just to see what he does about it.
What was the rule? It was if you were attending like a funeral, right? You're allowed to have more?
Yeah. Or be in a restaurant?
It would just be it's a funeral for our pet turkey.
That's true.
See?
There you go.
We have family attending a funeral for the pet turkey.
That's right. That we decided to smoke and eat as well.
We're not a family of waste.
We tried to cremate him, but the fire just didn't get hot enough.
Yep.
Gotta love Turkey Day, people.
Scrumptious. Yeah. What are you doing, Blake?
Here at the Cess, we're all about family, so I hope everyone has a very good Thanksgiving.
Yes, enjoy your time with your
this
family.
This week.
Especially.
Family is the most important thing in life, and you only get one of them.
Especially during this COVID times where you don't really get to see your family as often as you might want to.
I'm going to bring in some politics, man. This will be the next thing they cancel, Thanksgiving. Oh, we came in and we hurt the indigenous people. We can't celebrate Thanksgiving.
That's going to be next. It's going to be on the chopping block.
You know, have y'all seen that new Red Bull
commercial?
How
long before you think Christmas is gone?
That's right after Thanksgiving. Literally, figuratively.
We can't celebrate anything that has, you know, religion.
I mean, they've already changed Columbus Day.
It might offend somebody else's religion.
Columbus Day is already Indigenous Peoples Day now.
Christmas is still pretty important for the economy, though.
No, it absolutely is. It is.
So is Thanksgiving. So are all the businesses that they're shutting down right now.
True that.
Thanksgiving's important, too. I mean, think about it. I mean, for grocers, shit. Not just turkey they're buying, stuffing, cranberry sauce, rolls. Tomatoes, potatoes.
Beans, greens, ham, lamb, tomatoes, potatoes.
Well, that's one thing I miss about Facebook is seeing that kind of shit.
There you go.
Oh, here we go.
Y'all know what it is.
Chicken. Did she say chicken? Lamb? I don't have the finances for lamb. Who's serving up lamb?
You're serving a fucking brisket for Thanksgiving. I don't want to hear it.
Got him.
What do y'all prefer? Traditionally cooked turkey or deep fried turkey?
Deep fried.
Deep fried, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oven roasted turkey. I can't get down with a deep fried.
I love a deep fried turkey.
I like it roasted. I mean, it's good, but just like growing up, man, just the homey feeling of just a roasted turkey.
But then you run into the issue with turkey is so hard to cook and get it right in a traditional sense because it dries out so easily.
Yeah. I mean, deep frying does make it.
Grandma's so afraid of giving the family salmonella. So she cooks the fuck out that bird.
She does.
And it, I mean, I swear she...
The thing busts open and moths fly
out. You if you don't put... You got to put the gravy on. It's like freeze-dried turkey. It's like you got to put the gravy on it to reactivate the damn turkey like breast.
Like that episode of the Clark Griswold when he cut into the turkey and the thing busts open like a dry ball.
So I'm afraid of an oven roasted turkey because I'm afraid it's not going to be good.
I just
like
the oven roasted, man. It's just
I grew up with.
I smoke my turkey. Never done that. Smoker.
Yeah, that's good. I gotta say, I only eat
like have a big ass smoker.
I do.
I only eat like one slice of turkey. I just go all
last
in
year.
For the
I
fucking
one
sides.
Slice of turkey on Thanksgiving.
I don't do a whole lot of turkey either.
All about those rolls.
I do like the ham.
Honestly,
I mean,
I do.
You got to mix it.
I'm more
all
ham.
All about that sweet potato casserole.
So let's not get too much into this because I have a little thing we're gonna do later that will involve this.
Jeff
so.
Needs to talk.
Jeff, talk.
You gotta speak up, Jeff.
Too much work.
Start yelling.
I'm going out to eat for Thanksgiving.
All right, so. I used to work at Cracker Barrel way back in the day. And let me tell you what. You'd be surprised how many people order Cracker Barrel on Thanksgiving.
Well, there's an ad on Facebook right now.
Huh?
There's an ad on Facebook. Order your Thanksgiving meal.
From Cracker Barrel?
From Cracker Barrel.
Let me tell you what. When I work at Cracker Barrel.
Pre-order. You just go pick up the whole daggone thing.
Yo, everybody had to work Thanksgiving Day morning.
I do remember that.
They did close.
When you worked there.
Like the whole, if you worked there. I don't care what if you were just part-time, full-time. You work Thanksgiving.
I'd be calling in sick.
Nope. You fired.
That's fine.
Food Lion was the same way, though. Like, when I worked there in high school, like, everybody worked that morning. They were only open until, like, 2 o'clock.
Time out. Shout out to retailers finally going back.
Oh, they're all closing down
to
Thanksgiving
not
Day?
Fucking
yeah.
opening.
I don't want to say all of them, but all the big ones have.
Most of them.
Yeah. There's a huge list.
Yeah.
Like, those sons of bitches when they started that
like
shit.
Like trying
man.
To do Black Friday the day before Black Friday?
Yeah. Yep.
Gray
yeah.
Thursday.
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's not a Black Friday at that point.
No. But now during COVID, everybody's like, everything started online all like a month beforehand. The whole month of November, there's been.
I
deals.
Feel like the way the world's going, shopping in a store is going to come to an end at some
it's
point.
It's almost.
Because everybody buys everything online now. Going to an actual store to buy something is rare.
Yes, it
I
is.
I feel like the movie Back to the Future is like coming more and more of a reality. Like the way we do
or
things.
Or not Back to the Future, Demolition Man. Mm. Remember, like, if you cursed, you got in trouble?
Oh, God.
You got. Remember he cursed and he'd get the little ticket out of the wall?
Don't forget.
Taco Bell was like.
We'd be screwed here.
Yeah.
Don't forget your mask, everybody. You don't want to catch a misdemeanor.
I was at a. Where did I go to? I was at BJ's. No, I was at Kroger. And literally, the woman's walking through the store, and an employee's chasing her down. Do you need a mask from us? I was like, Are you kidding me? Like, that's a bit overkill. Like, trying to give her a disposable. It was hilarious. You had to be there, but.
All right, so I want to ask. It's Thanksgiving week. I want to know what your official favorite.
Nope.
What?
Don't do it.
Oh, is that what you're going with
Don't
later?
Don't do it.
Is that your thing? Is that the later thing?
Yeah.
All right.
That's going to be our overrated, underrated, favorite,
right,
least
so
favorite
I
want to
go around the room.
Like, you want to just start now? We'll do it.
Oven roasted turkey is going to Kip.
Yep.
Jeff?
I don't know. I need to think about it for a minute.
Have you had smoked turkey?
Of course, yeah.
And you've had deep fried?
Yeah, for some reason I got mac and cheese on my mind.
We'll save that for later, apparently.
Yeah, mine's going to be all about the sides. Mine's all about the sides.
Your favorite style of the turkey?
Just the turkey.
Style of turkey.
Yeah, how would you get oven roasted, deep fried, or smoked?
You can't beat deep fried.
Yeah. Blake?
I'm going to go deep fried.
Yes, I'm the eyeball out here.
I'm going to say smoked.
I'm on the smoke, too.
Well, while we're on the topic,
I love a smoked turkey.
The fireman's going to come out of me. People who are deep frying your turkeys, please make sure
be
that
careful.
It is
yes.
outside and your turkey is completely thawed.
Yes. Well, I got a deep fryer set up in my living room right now.
You will be surprised at the amount of people that actually deep fry in their kitchen.
Kippy's not coming over to save you.
I'm off duty.
I don't think
you don't have like a Hippocratic oath or anything like that.
No. Well, I do, but
I'm going to argue the firefighter.
Only thing I got
here
is water at my house, and that's not going to help you.
Yeah, that's like we're hoping a grease fire.
I'm going to argue with the firefighter for a second. I don't think the frozen turkey is so much the issue more than too much grease in the pot is.
Well, it's
people don't realize that what you need to do first, take that turkey before you take that butterball wrapper off of that bad boy, right?
Yeah.
Set it down in that pot, okay, and fill that thing up with water. Mm-hmm. And see where that water line is with that turkey.
That's
now pull
true
the turkey out, and you need to know where that water line is with the turkey out of it.
Yep.
And that's where you fill it to with your grease.
Yep. And that's
and
true.
Fire it up.
And that's true. You do need to know the level. But a lot of people also is like they will take a frozen turkey out and not thaw it. And as soon as they drop that in, all that water melts almost instantly, mm-hmm, and then it overflows.
That's true. But I'm saying I've seen
but, I mean,
a lot.
Your
a lot
method
of the grease
is also a pretty smart thing to do. Check the level first, then fill it up to grease with that level.
Yeah.
So you know where it's going to stop at.
Just be smart about
and
your
then,
shit, people.
And just, you know, do it in the middle of the backyard, away from fences and trees. So if it does overflow, it's not going to catch your deck on fire.
Yeah.
People do it on their deck, and it catches the deck on fire. Do it in the grass. You can plant more.
Yes. Don't
you know,
burn,
your deck catches
nails
on fire, gets them in the house. It's a little different story.
Think this stuff through, guys.
Yeah.
Think
so
it through.
Just practice safe cooking.
Kip, should everyone have a fire extinguisher in their house?
Yes.
Most
everybody should.
Don't.
Everybody should have a dry gun fire extinguisher within reach of their stove.
I have two fire extinguishers. I don't know if they're valid though.
Yeah.
I will
you're
say
supposed
I don't
to inspect them every month.
I don't. Listen,
I mean,
I'm a homeowner.
Like
I'm
in a commercial.
I'm a homeowner. I'm not calling FireX out to certify my damn fire extinguishers.
No,
sorry.
Yeah, it's
and
always,
I've got two in the camper.
Yep, it's always a good idea to have a fire extinguisher in the house. And what I tell people, have a fire extinguisher where it's visible, so you see it every day. Because some people will put the fire extinguisher like
under the kitchen sink, and then when shit hits the fan,
you're like, oh, where's the damn extinguisher? But if you walk outside and that thing's bolted to the side of the cabinet every single day and you see it, like it's subconsciously in your mind, you know.
Look,
where that freaking thing is.
It's Thanksgiving Day. Grab that flour.
You could grab the flour.
The grease fire, you throw some flour on that thing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Blake, do you have a fire extinguisher in your house?
I don't think so. But
I think he's just banking on me coming over.
Yeah.
Just like everything else, right?
Time out. We do have another special guest. My dog, Remy, is now on the podcast with the Sons of Bitches.
She is not.
She looks terrified.
Yeah, she's not happy right now.
What the hell's going on in here?
Ashley's going to kill you.
You promised me freaking bacon bites, boy.
Time out.
Blake
time
did
out
promise us cookies. I don't know if anybody else remembers
ooh
that.
Yeah, where are the cookies?
We can preheat the oven. First off, we are recording this the same night as episode 20, and she did say, just so you know, I don't plan on being out all night, so I don't know why you expect having all big old guys night here.
Here it is, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, still ain't home. Just saying, ain't mad, but she ain't home.
4 hours past her bedtime.
Very true.
I couldn't go to sleep that early.
Me neither.
Yeah. But no, y'all got any, what y'all's Thanksgiving plans? Y'all any traveling here?
Nope.
No, I'm staying home.
I'll be home smoking a brisket and a turkey all day.
Think I'm going to my sister's house.
I'll be visiting Jason's house, and then I'll be visiting Mimi's house. Mimi didn't get a shout out last episode, but she'll get an episode today.
Mimi!
That'll be a shout out tonight.
Mimi's on that juice. We'll be at Mimi's for lunch.
We will
and
be
then I'll be going to see my grandma.
I want you to bring some.
In North Kakalaki?
No, Emporia.
Oh, that one.
Hey.
Okay.
Bring some Naughty by Nature wine. That is a shout out.
Oh, we'll try to
sponsor,
get
it. Hashtag sponsor, Naughty by Nature. If you love wine, please hit us up. Our Mimi, they make their own. It is really good. We don't get
sponsor, but we're not getting paid.
We
for
don't
this
get any
an
fucking
unpaid sponsor.
Whoa! You guys got a table out of the deal.
Naughty by Nature.
This is from my boss.
Okay,
this is from TODD.
Hashtag Pruden. He's my work dad. He didn't invite me for Thanksgiving though. So guess what? Fuck him.
He's no longer your work dad.
He calls Bryce's grandson, but then he don't.
Give that title to Robert.
I don't see him getting no grandson gifts, damn it. No babysitting.
Where do you work at again?
Tell Todd I love
Cintas.
I love Robert more than I love him.
Yeah. So Josh is coming over. Bring some Naughty by Nature wine for dinner.
Time out. Jeff, do you have any Thanksgiving plans?
Oh yeah. Come on, Jeff. Get it in there.
A lot of social distancing, I think.
Oh my God.
No more than 25 people.
Getting that turkey delivered. The house
from Cracker Barrel,
Jeff.
From
Cracker Barrel, do you wear your mask while you're driving the car?
I do not. I cannot.
I have a question for all the people who wear their mask.
Hold on, time out. Jeff, is Wild Bill cooking the turkey, or are you?
Who the hell is Wild Bill?
Your dad, William.
Oh, no.
You know Blake's ever got to give everybody a nickname.
COVID.
He's losing a lung.
Can't be get him.
Rona, I'm off duty.
I wish we had video feed. Because the look that Jeff just gave, like when he said, who the hell is Wild Bill?
Dude, you could set up a live camera on that 2x4 to get the whole table.
We've thought about it.
I've got a GoPro.
It's been in the works. It just doesn't work.
Hold on. No, time out. Shout out to Brandon Fields, another guy in our neighborhood that is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Has a camera and is a videographer and is supposed to be videoing us. He was supposed to come over tonight for guys' night, and he's busy. But
COVID. Social distancing.
We need you, Brandon, for this episode.
Wild Bill's cooking the turkey this year.
Jeff's over there talking about social distancing, but he's sharing a mic with Blake.
Well, Blake's already had COVID.
We're disinfecting conversations.
But have you?
I'm immune.
Oh, okay.
So me too. So you had COVID too.
Got the antibodies.
Yeah. Okay. I'm already immune too. So
I'm in the midst of going through it.
I'm pretty sure I've had it. I'm not gonna lie. I do know somebody on my friends list on Facebook that currently has it, and she's going through a rough time.
Oh Lord.
She's
prayers to her.
But she's also always sick. So
always got a weak immune system.
24/7.
She needs to take some elderberry vitamins.
Elderberry. This episode is brought to you by
So what else is popping off Thanksgiving Day? People just gonna sit around and fatten up?
Might try to kill a deer that morning.
You ain't.
When was the last time you went
last year. When was the last time you killed
I'm pretty sure your wife said like 8 years ago or some shit.
Okay, last time I killed a deer was 2000.
Is that that deer?
No, that was
2000?
No, 2013.
Oh, I was about to say.
Might have been that buck. That buck right there on the wall in the studio. Sons of bitches, that's an 8-pointer. 17.
I'm not going to lie, it looks like you glued those antlers on, Blake. Did you glue those antlers on?
That was a mount job I got 3 years after I killed it. That was supposed to be my birthday present.
Barely an 8-pointer. Just barely across the line.
Half inch on the kicker up there.
Wait, I don't know very much about taxidermy. How do you hold on to that for 8 years?
It was in his freezer.
Three years
until you get it.
In the freezer.
Well, I know they take the skin and like scrape all the meat off of it, but
No.
How does that work? I'm a little confused
right now.
It's
in the freezer.
There's classes you can take in downtown Richmond on taxidermy.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that was a birthday present that took 3 years to get
for me
killing my first deer.
Yeah, they sat in the freezer.
No, we skinned it and took the meat. It's just the head left over.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying you kept the whole head in the freezer until then?
Yeah. The taxidermist had it for 3 years.
In the freezer.
Okay.
I don't know how. It might have been done, and maybe the payment was never final.
You didn't have possession of it.
Yes.
It was delivered to the taxidermist within a certain, like a couple days.
Put it this way. Time out. I was told.
Stop saying time out.
I was told when I killed my first deer that I would get it mounted no matter what. So it was not in my control of the payment or anything else. So there you go.
There was a show on like History Channel that had to do with taxidermy or something.
Don't we have a friend that used to do taxidermy?
Like a walk-in freezer.
It was like
a walk-in freezer full of like shit waiting to be taxidermied. All right. Speaking of taxidermy.
Yeah.
Anybody know what a snow goose is?
No.
Yes. Snow geese.
Illegal.
In Virginia?
To kill?
Maybe in Virginia. I don't think they're in Virginia.
Don't we have a friend on Facebook that was just...
He's in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out CC.
Yeah.
So, all right, so.
He's got your name tattooed
the
on
last
the
time I was.
Well, along with your time. Wife.
The time before, the episode before I got double booked and wouldn't be able to be here, I brought up the veterans thing, right?
Yes.
Same guy that I work with brought in a picture of him holding this up, this snow goose. Huge, massive.
Big bird.
Yes. So he's like, yeah, I took that thing to a taxidermist. He told me to get the fuck out of there before we both went to jail. He was like, I didn't know you couldn't shoot them.
I didn't think they were in Virginia. A lot of people go to like Arkansas and Missouri and
flyover states.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just, I saw the picture. That was the story I was told. I don't know. Could have been an albino Canadian goose. I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Whatever. I just made that happened this week. That story was, the picture was brought in this week. So that
10-4.
Are y'all ready to play a game?
What'd you say?
I said, I know what I'm having for Thanksgiving.
Snow goose.
Snow goose.
There you go.
Have you ever had goose?
No. Have you ever had quail? No.
Really good. Really good. That's all. Like, let's play a game.
Have you ever had rattlesnake?
Nope.
I have.
What's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Ooh.
All right, let's go into this. Okay, real quick.
The weirdest thing you've eaten? I'd have to say octopus. Like, whole baby octopus with the head and all the tentacles intact.
God, damn.
That's not that bad.
It's gross.
What's the difference? It's a squid, yeah, squid was, and octopus, same thing.
Yeah, but it had everything, like the eyes, all eight tentacles, suction cups.
I was eating squid the other day. Everything. Just like that. Calamari. It was deep fried, but it was
this
all
wasn't
there.
Deep fried.
Ooh, this was slimy and everything.
Yeah.
Was it cooked at all?
It was cold.
Ooh.
That's rough.
Did the tentacles stick to your tongue?
I don't know if they stuck to the tongue, but they were grabby.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And they're like sprawled. Super chewy.
Yeah. Let's move on to Jeff.
Yeah,
what do you got, bud? Weirdest thing.
I'm going to have to say octopus. I haven't branched out and eaten like bugs and snakes and stuff. But
you've had octopus. So you
I
know.
I've had octopus.
It's chewy.
The same way he did? Cold?
No, it was cooked. And it looked awesome, but it tasted disgusting.
Was it like the whole thing?
It was a whole tentacle.
Oh,
not,
a tentacle.
Not like,
so no, this was like the little
head. He wasn't eating a baby. He was eating
this was like
you were eating more like calamari style.
Yeah. But it wasn't fried.
But calamari's fried, good.
Blake? Calamari is good.
Blake?
Weirdest thing I'd have to say, frog legs.
Never had honestly, a frog
I've had frog legs. TVH. They're not good.
I say that like chicken.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Not the flavor, but the consistency.
Josh? I have a raccoon.
How was that? Nine.
Just it was gamey. Fine. It was just gamey. Yeah,
gamey.
It was okay.
Damn trash panda.
That's right. That's my favorite. That's my spirit animal right there.
Trash panda.
All right. So I've eaten a lot. I'm not afraid to eat. I love.
I'll like, try anything once.
That's my
theory. Like if it's presented
style,
to me,
you know?
If it's presented to me, I'll try anything once.
And that's kind of how I am. I'll try anything, any food once.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go weirdest. Is escargot.
Some snail.
I've had that. It's gross.
Have you had cow tongue?
I have not. I've seen it cooked, but there's not a chance in hell I was going to eat it.
Anybody had caviar?
Yes.
Yes.
I've never tried caviar.
Good. I don't know if it was legit caviar, but I had, it was a sushi that had the roe in it. Like a lot. Like it was just roe and rice. Nasty. Gross.
I can imagine. Let's get into a game, guys.
All right.
We're going to switch gears.
What game?
We're going to play overrated, underrated, favorite, least favorite. So I'm going to give you a topic, and you have to pick the most overrated item, the most underrated item, your favorite, and then the least favorite.
Blake Turner, please pay attention in class.
I'm here, baby.
Bueller.
And obviously, since we've kind of already geared toward this, it's going to be Thanksgiving side dishes.
Ooh.
Or any kind of big meal. It could be Christmas meal. Any kind of big meal like
holiday meals.
A side dish. So not your turkeys and your hams. And
no, like the dishes that people bring.
Exactly.
Big gathering side dishes.
Yep. Exactly.
Mm, dressing is so overrated.
Mm. So we've already got his overrated. Why don't you go ahead and knock them all out? Underrated.
Underrated. Love the candy yams. I think they're
that's your underrated.
Is that your underrated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Favorite? Are we still talking sides?
Yep. Everything's sides.
Oh, man. Mac and cheese. You know I got to have that mac and cheese.
Is that your all-time favorite? That's
my favorite. My least favorite? What's that cranberry stuff?
Fuck that shit. That can go straight in the trash. I don't give a fuck about that. Oh, my God.
You know what? Just leave it in the dish, and I'll take it.
All right, Blake, you want to go?
All right, overrated, underrated, favorite, least favorite?
Yep. It doesn't have to be in that order. Just tell us what you got.
Overrated, I think, would be yams.
The fighting words over there.
Underrated is the fucking rolls.
Well, roll on. Well, there's multiple times. There's multiple rolls.
No. I mean, I'm assuming your family's serving up the White House rolls because they are.
Hawaiian sweet rolls where it's at, dog.
Ooh, I love a Hawaiian.
I mean, rolls.
Throw it on the grill.
Maybe that should be my favorite. Oh, my God.
Probably a little bit crisp.
I don't know. Fuck this game. I already hate it.
Favorite?
Just because everybody's roasting you? Blake's struggling. That's why you hate it?
Favorite is the mashed taters. I dip my rolls in mashed potatoes.
I love that. That's a good choice.
Oh, my God.
Least favorite.
My eyes are closed. I'm picturing it right now.
Let's move on to the least favorite.
He just went from 6 to midnight.
Yeah. I'm sitting across from him.
Least favorite? Country ham. I hate what? A fucking ham.
Country ham is like the best.
I don't like country
ham. The salt? Bro.
It's always too salty.
Dude, it's so good.
Turkey all the way. Fuck a ham.
No, you got to mix it up. Turkey and...
But this can't... It can't be part of a main dish. You got to re-go.
Ooh, what is
that? Yeah, that's main dish.
Unless Blake, you're talking about biscuits.
Time out. Jeff just showed me a picture of green bean casserole.
Yeah, that's...
Was that your least favorite?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it, but it looked really good on that photo. That Google image.
Is that the one with the onions on top?
The onion strings on top?
So
I probably wouldn't eat it.
So I haven't had it yet, but I think it's going to be one of my favorites.
Dude, hold on. You didn't give your least favorite. Ham doesn't count. It's got to be a side dish, remember?
It's a side dish. Unless you say a country ham biscuit, then that could count.
No, because I do like ham biscuits.
All right, then pick another fucking thing.
The purple shit, burgundy shit.
The cranberry sauce?
Yeah, probably that.
Are you talking about the beets?
Beets, yes.
Is sauce really a side, though?
Beets.
I eat my cranberry sauce as a side, yeah.
You just eat that by itself?
Because it's not always a sauce. It's almost like a gel.
Fuck beets.
It depends on where you get it from.
All right, KP, you're going
to
go next.
It's got to be you crops.
Favorite. If I had to go with a favorite, it would be the mac and cheese. Like crock pot mac and cheese.
You've never had my mom's mac and cheese.
I was going to be very specific on my turn and say B's mac and cheese,
but there might be a new favorite coming up. I saw a video. Have any of y'all heard of deep fried deviled eggs?
No.
So I saw a video of like they're breaded deviled eggs deep fried, and they look amazing.
I don't know if I could do with that. I don't like deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs are good. If they're made the right way.
We stop giving our opinions when we haven't listed stuff.
That's true.
But, I don't know, just it looks good.
All right, least favorite.
Least favorite food would have to be the macaroni salad.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
I can't get down with it.
As your least favorite? Okay.
I can't get down with macaroni salad. I've never had macaroni salad that I was just like, I love this. This is great.
I can get behind that statement.
Okay.
All right. Overrated?
Overrated is going to have to be the yams. I feel like.
Up in here.
Coming in
everybody,
overrated.
Everybody makes yams, I feel like. Every time I go to Thanksgiving, it's like somebody has a different version of yams.
All right. Underrated.
You know, let me just go in and say, I don't think I've ever eaten yams. Ever.
Really? Like the marshmallows on top?
Never tried them.
There's a difference between sweet potatoes and yams.
Well, yeah. Yams.
Never tried either one.
We southern folk around here, we eat sweet potato casserole. We don't eat no candied yams. We eat sweet potato casserole at our Thanksgiving
dinner. Mm. The most underrated, I'd have to say, is green bean casserole.
Mm. With the French onions on top.
Oh, yeah.
With the little crunchies.
You got to have the crunch. That's what makes it.
You can't call them French onions. They're French's fried onions.
Yes. French's is the brand.
Exactly. They're just fried onion
motherfuckers
strings.
Motherfuckers know what I'm saying when I say French onions, okay?
The green bean casserole is highly underrated.
Okay. I made right. green bean casserole.
Who's next? It's only two of us left. Me?
I'm going to go last because it's my game. I've ever
okay.
made. I'm going to give you the like correct answers here.
Correct answers? All right. I'm going to start off with overrated.
Mm-hmm.
The deviled egg.
Oh, love my deviled eggs.
Overrated. I can't stand it. Stink the fucking house up. Don't bring you fucking deviled eggs to my Thanksgiving dinner.
Fuck them eggs. And we always make them. And I don't fucking eat them. Fuck them things.
They stink your house up for
hey,
days.
Nah. I got all the eggs in the world. You're going to start eating them now.
Fuck it.
I'm going to start delivering them to your house, whether you ask or not.
Every time we need eggs, we just ask Kippy. We're That's like, right. hey, can we get yeah. some eggs this week?
Let's fucking come on down.
Underrated.
Underrated.
I'm going to go cranberry sauce.
Gross.
But I'm very particular. I don't want no cranberry sauce out of a can. I want U-Crops cranberry sauce.
U-Crops. Everything from U-Crops is delicious.
Yeah. My least favorite item, and you don't see this often, but some people provide a white gravy, like a turkey gravy. I don't like
you
it.
Don't like that?
No. No, I want some. I want brown gravy. I want that hearty brown.
Yeah.
Brown gravy for my mashed potatoes. And
yeah.
Well, when it comes to gravy, it depends on what you're eating.
I don't want the white gravy.
When I go to Cracker Barrel and I get the chicken fried chicken, I love the white gravy.
But
on
that's
there.
A different.
I know.
That's
I know.
Not
I'm just
the same white gravy.
No.
Or like the biscuits.
You're talking about like a biscuit gravy.
Yeah.
Whatever gravy they serve up on. That's like a sawmill gravy they're putting on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that white turkey gravy.
Oh, no.
It looks like congealed fat
oh,
sitting over
no.
it.
No, no,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Isn't it like more brown, like tan kind
of? Nah, some of them are white.
It's white?
Almost clear. Depending on, I mean, it depends on how you make it.
I'm thinking of the Cracker Barrel gravy.
That's what I was thinking of too, but apparently we're
Have you
wrong.
Ever had
we're
the Cracker
wrong.
Barrel? Yeah. I think you're taking. That's not the same gravy. I'm talking about like Thanksgiving Day. Some people have.
I don't know.
Gravy
I usually don't put
gravy
on mine. I eat turkey the way it's intended to be eaten.
Wrong. I like to eat it. The turkey. It's you so like it. Good you like the way it. You eat it. That turkey.
Dry.
Just eat it dry as shit.
Well, if that's the way it was cooked, then I'm not going to insult the chef by putting gravy on it.
So that was my least favorite.
Unless it's the mashed potatoes.
So I need to move
gravy all
I
over
love brown gravy on mashed potatoes. Make a pit in the center.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fill yeah. Like up. A volcano.
Yeah.
Favorite?
Favorite.
Least favorite. Whichever one. I don't know.
Least favorite was the white turkey gravy.
White turkey. Okay.
Okay. Favorite. I'm going to go with the sweet potato casserole. Now, I don't know how everybody else's family makes sweet potato casserole, but we from the South, where I come from. And that sweet potato casserole, not only is sweet potatoes already sweet, but around we come, we put about 5 sticks of butter in that sweet potato.
Marshmallows on top.
Hold on, 5 sticks of butter, 5 cups of brown sugar, and mix some sweet potatoes up, put them in a pan, and then we're going to throw marshmallows on top of it with some more brown sugar on top of that, and then we go sprinkle some pecans and a little bit more brown sugar on top of that, and then we go throw it in the broiler for about 10 minutes, get them marshmallows nice and brown. That's how we make sweet potato casserole where I come from.
And then you're gonna wash it down with the sweet ice.
It doubles the sweet potato casserole.
I got the diabetes just listening to you.
This sweet potato casserole doubles a sweet potato pie almost. For dessert.
It does.
You
it
come
is,
back
it is a dessert.
When the sweet potato casserole in my house is left out for
Somebody
dessert.
Somebody shake my sugar. I feel flush.
It's left out for dessert. Okay? That's my favorite. And it's got to be crispy, that brown sugar.
It is good,
to be
though.
Crispy. Ain't no yams. I don't want no yams. I want sweet potato casserole.
You get that scoop and the marshmallow just stretches.
Stringing.
Oh, extra marshmallow.
It's got to be the little ones.
I can do it without the marshmallow. I don't even need that.
The marshmallow just adds.
Like I said, when I make sweet potato casserole, I'm putting the whole 5 sticks of butter in there. We only got about 5 sweet potatoes.
What do you think, Remy? I think Remy eat anything.
She would. She don't know what to think.
I've seen her eat a white cat turd once.
That is a lie.
I don't think Remy has a favorite or a least.
Remy
she
don't
it's
know.
It's all her favorite.
Remy doesn't know what to do. If she all
right,
saw
Josh,
a cat.
You give us the official.
The official Thanksgiving list.
What is it?
Underrated. No. Starting with overrated. Sorry. I'm going to have to go with the deviled egg. I hate a deviled egg. I don't particularly like eggs in general, but a deviled egg is especially disgusting to me.
Can I intervene?
Yes.
I don't like a deviled egg when they put the pickles or the relish in there. I'll eat it without the relish.
Nope, don't want any.
You add the relish in there? You add the relish in the deviled egg? And I don't want that shit.
Don't want any of it on my plate. Especially touching my other food.
And then when you add the paprika on top of it, I don't want it either. I just want a hard-boiled egg.
So I just looked it up on Delish.com's website. The top two favorite foods. Number one.
Is probably deviled egg.
America's number one favorite Thanksgiving side. Mashed potatoes.
Fuck yeah.
Coming in at a close second.
Mashed potatoes is a tough one.
Coming in at a close second is the mac and cheese.
It's almost like a turkey where it's very easy to mess up.
You can make them dry-ass mashed potatoes.
But if you make it good.
Oh, it can be the bomb.com.
You get the potato peels in there and dip that bitch in the
roll. Little chunks of potatoes still in it.
Oh, and the skins? Oh, yeah. Underrated.
Like the Cracker Barrel mashed potato.
Underrated.
You know what I like from Cracker Barrel? The potato dish. With the cooktop.
Come on, Josh.
Underrated.
Underrated.
I don't know what the name of it is.
Uh-oh.
It's that Jell-O with the pretzels on the bottom.
Oh, strawberry Jell-O salad.
There it is. Underrated.
Ugh. You got the pretzels on the bottom, like a layer of Cool Whip, and then strawberry Jell-O on top. That
doesn't sound right.
Underrated. It's.
I'm back you up on that one.
So good.
Is that a communist dish?
Are you from Russia?
Yes.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's been at every family function we've had since we were 1 year
Again,
old.
Again, we from the South.
Right, right. Never Y'all also hormonal as fuck, so.
That would be my
fuck
underrated.
You say, bitch. All right, favorite?
Favorite would be the mac and cheese.
I think
Bee's
be
mac and cheese, to be specific.
Ooh, mama got a shout out.
You know why I don't put mac and cheese as my favorite?
Because you ain't had my mom's, motherfucker.
Because mac and cheese is another one of those dishes you can completely fuck up. I know every single one of y'all up in here has had some dry-ass mac and cheese.
That is pretty true. True statement.
You haven't had Bee's mac and
cheese.
That's
why about Bee's mac and cheese.
I specifically said Bee's mac and cheese. Is she making that for Mimi's?
God, I've never had it, but my wife makes pretty good mac and cheese. Shit.
But I'm saying, we've all been to a cookout. We've all been to a cookout or some kind of function. You go up in there and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get some mac and cheese. And you get up there, and it's like somebody boiled noodles and sprinkled a little bit of damn cheddar cheese on top and a stick of butter.
And that's it.
And they're crispy as hell. That ain't mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell they try to fix, but it ain't mac and cheese.
Least favorite.
I want mine gooey.
Least favorite.
You pick it up. You talking about
the marshmallows? When you pick it up, this cheese has got to stretch.
Just like the marshmallows?
Yes. The mac and cheese still has to be in contact with the dish when it's on your plate.
And you
have to pull the strings to break it.
And I want a crispy top surface.
Josh, they just ain't had my mom's mac and cheese.
They haven't.
They don't fucking know.
Least favorite.
What is it?
The Watergate salad.
Oh, my God.
The Watergate salad.
Yeah, that shit's for the birds.
Look, disgusting.
I just want to tell you right now. We have a family function with Ashley's side of the family. Ashley will text my mom and say, B, we need your mac and cheese. And my mom will go to the store.
She'll make like four pans
that morning and make this shit and deliver it to us because it's that fucking
good. That's
why
we love you. That's why we love you, B.
I'm a mac and cheese connoisseur, so I'm going to have to get a little taste of this.
I mean, stone's throw away, so when this mac and cheese comes in.
You came to David's thing here, right?
Same with Jeff.
I'm going to need an invite.
No, they didn't. They weren't. They don't think they came.
Y'all thought y'all were coming, but y'all think y'all ended up not coming because it was here.
Dude,
for
we
that.
Had a cook off at
them
work.
Kids
a French toast
right
cook off. I won.
We'll get y'all a sample of my mom's mac and cheese.
I'm doing a smoked mac and cheese.
My sample's gonna need to come into the size of a 10x10 dinner plate.
That's the only way I make mac and cheese now. I make a hell of a mac and cheese. I like my mac and cheese saucy. Gooey.
That's why I say gooey, not gooey. Cheesy.
I make a cheese sauce.
Yeah, and then you pour that in, and then you put more cheese on top.
Yes.
You got to put more on top.
And then I'll sprinkle a little panko crumbs on there to give it
some. Get the fuck off's got a question real quick.
Hold on, hold on. He just said panko crumbs. You also got to put some Parmesan, some grated Parmesan on there as well, and crisp it all up.
How do you make the cheese sauce?
Beer, butter, and cheese.
Well, beer. There's beer in there?
Yeah, I do. Personally, that's how I do.
Beer, cheese.
I mean, this is America, so.
Butter.
I got to say, we went to Mellow Mushroom today, and they got, we got the kids mac and cheese for Bryce, and let me tell you what, that shit was like wedding mac and cheese.
What it won't, wedding mac and cheese?
No, like it won't craft. Like you go to fucking Gus's and shit, and you get that craft.
Riverbound.
Call them out.
Riverbound.
I mean, most restaurants you get Kraft mac and cheese in a bag.
Yeah.
This shit, cater style, wedding style mac and cheese.
They just buy the little cups and they just put them in the microwave real quick.
Oh, the Easy Mac? Yeah. 20 minutes and 30 seconds, bitch.
And then they serve it to you.
This shit was
fucking good. And let me tell you what.
Good.
The noodle.
Noodle's a big key.
Oh, it
I
is.
Never,
an overcooked I like, or an undercooked
it's,
noodle can
it's gotta
ruin
be
it.
The shell noodles.
I never use a macaroni noodle for
it's
macaroni
It's gotta be shell
cheese.
Noodles for me.
Never.
What do you use? Shells
I'll
or
use a
the
fucking,
twisty ones?
I'll use a rigatoni noodle.
Rigatoni? Okay.
A rigatoni's a twisty.
So I was a rigatoni guy, but now I'm stepping my game. I'm a cavatappi guy.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Cavatappi. Pull it up. Cavatappi.
How do you spell that?
I can't even say that.
C-A-V-A.
We're going to just go into Google.
Go pull it up. Okay, cavatappi. I'm trying to think who serves cavatappi. Caraba. I think Caraba's.
Ooh, I got it. Cavatappi.
Turn that phone around so I can see it.
It's got the hole in the middle, but it's squiggly.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's about there.
Blake's
about
mom
that
uses that sometimes.
Oh, there we go.
Blake's mom uses that sometimes.
That's cavatappi.
There we go.
She'll do that or she'll
show
do
it to Jeff.
It's like a spring.
She'll do those and she'll do the large elbow macaroni.
So the cheese gets inside the noodle. It's stuck around the curve. And that's why I like the rigatoni originally because the cheese is all in it, you know, the spring. But the cavatappi is my new. It's got a little pinky out kind of ambiance to
a
it.
A pinky out dish.
That's high class.
You only
right
eat
there.
This mac and cheese that, if you sophisticated.
That ain't from the South right there.
Nope. How much? That sounds like Maine or New York.
How much beer do I put in my cheese sauce?
He just needs your whole recipe real quick.
All of it.
I don't have a recipe. I'm a
he goes
eyeball.
By the eyeball.
He's a per taste kind of guy. Just a little bit. That's about right.
I would probably use. I mean, it depends on how fatty you want your mac and cheese and stuff. But like,
what are you using? Are you using like Scud Light? Are you using?
It depends on what I got.
Natural
in the
Light.
It depends on
whatever
what I got
you
in the got. I got. I'm pulling a Blake. I got a bunch of Mick Ultra I bought today. It's good. It's only got 2.6 carbs per can. So,
you know, I care about my carbs when I'm eating that mac and cheese.
Yeah, really? I know. I would think I'm normally like a full bodied beer. So I would probably go. I would probably go like a Yingling, a Bud Heavy, a Coors Banquet. Okay, but it depends on. I mean, you can play around with it though. You could put. I mean, you could put Guinness in there if you really wanted to. You could play around with it. And the stick of butter versus half a stick of butter is, you know, kind of whatever. How you want to go.
Mm-mm. Look, I worked at Paula Deen's restaurant. I know about the butter.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, so I mean, the butter is kind of like, you know.
They would pour liquid margarine over the entire like stovetop.
Yeah,
cooking those hoe cakes,
Cracker Barrel
cheese biscuits,
Cracker Barrel same. We had butter, and you know, had like a double boiler thing. You take a pan, put some water in it, another pan, huge blocks of butter, and with a ladle, and just splashing butter all night over that grill.
Time out. You worked at Paula Deen's restaurant?
you ever been to Savannah, Georgia?
We did a layover there once. Not a layover.
Lady and Sons.
We stopped there for an evening on the way to Disney. We stayed overnight in Savannah.
I went home smelling like butter every night.
What the fuck was the name of that place we went to? Did you live? You lived there for a while?
I went to college down there.
It's a. It
would
a
you say
bar,
that the restaurant is racist?
Restaurant.
What?
Remember she was in the media?
That is the biggest bullshit.
Everybody says that place is just a tourist trap and the food is actually trash.
Everyone has said that. Now, I got the food for free. So
it was always good.
It was
free
always
food,
good
free
for
food
me.
Is always good food.
But
is it overpriced food?
It is overpriced.
Okay. So then it's trash.
But Jason brought up a good point. Paula Deen, from my experience, okay, let me say, I worked there for a good year. Mm-hmm. Never saw her. Never, ever saw her. She does not really run that restaurant. Her son does. But she was all about giving people second chances. And, I mean, there was a guy there that worked there that was, like, convicted of manslaughter and stuff. And, you know, I think she got a bad rap with all of that.
Yeah.
That situation.
I mean, I like Paula Deen. I think she's a great...
I thought she was making a comeback.
I think she is.
Well, I don't know. Real Southern Belle.
She is a real Southern Belle. I love some Paula Deen. I like watching her cooking shows, you know. I just think there's... I think the thing with Paula Deen, like Southern cooking, she doesn't have that flair. Like the thing with cooking now, chefs, is like you got to have flair. So like, you know, Guy Fieri is huge. Alton Brown's trying to make a comeback. I don't think it's working, but... I think flair, you know what I mean? And she doesn't have the flair. She has traditional Southern cooking down to a pack.
She's old school. She got start working, handing out lunches in Forsyth Park, which is the park that Forrest Gump was filmed in, okay. Right there in Savannah, Georgia.
Is there a place called Crystal City Tap House?
Not that you I don't know of.
Okay. That could have been newer.
I can't think of the name of this place.
Yeah.
All right, but we also went to some ice cream parlor that was like 50s themed. It was very cool.
Yes.
What was that called? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It's right next to the SCAD Theater.
Yes, it is. Yes, it was so good. They were really good.
Leopold's?
Maybe that was it. It was Leopold's. Yeah.
Good stuff. Anywho. Yeah. So, all right. So then, you know, traditional Southern mac and cheese would be butter and milk or butter and heavy cream. Substitute your cream or milk for beer. Okay. And you get basically beer cheese.
Yep, I worked at Paula Deen's on Thanksgiving, so
I bet you that was interesting.
Free food.
Yeah, if I don't have to go to Cracker Barrel ever again, I'm not going to be upset. I ate enough Cracker Barrel working there for 3 years.
I'm going to be quite upset because their chicken fried chicken and chicken fried steak and their pancakes are all very delicious.
They redid the chicken fried chicken recipe.
Whoa.
It is on point.
Oh, it's better than it was?
Well, it was like all flat, like they hammered it out. But now it's like...
It's like a breast almost.
There's something there.
Okay.
What?
Yo, I got to say...
And now they serve alcohol? This will be a good time.
See, I don't want to word it this way, but it is. The millennials are coming in, right? So now you got millennials up there in corporate. Like, we got to bring some flair
Generation
to the Cracker
X.
Barrel.
They tried to cancel Cracker Barrel.
Huh?
They tried to cancel Cracker
Barrel. Yeah, because of the name.
I got to say, Cracker Barrel's got a damn good cheeseburger.
It's like the only thing Blake eats is cheeseburgers and french fries.
Well,
it's
like a child. We're on the Cracker Barrel. What's your favorite?
Like a child?
What's your favorite entree from Cracker Barrel, starting with Kip?
What was the question?
Favorite entree from Cracker Barrel.
Potato dish, 100%.
No, entree.
Is it entree if you make it your entree? I will order a whole plate of potato dish and just eat that.
What is that, though?
No, hash brown casserole?
Hash brown casserole.
No, okay, so the hash brown casserole. My favorite dish that I get every time I go there is the grilled chicken tenderloins.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
A little bit of steak sauce on the side.
Okay.
Heinz 57.
All right. All right, Jeff.
You know I go for that chicken fried chicken.
It's
I do.
So good.
I do.
It's so good.
There you go.
And I'm gonna go with mine.
I know what Blake's gonna say.
The cheeseburger.
I'm going with the cheeseburger, and then I order the biscuits.
Biscuits
and jelly.
I got. I'm torn. I really am
between
the country fried steak. is hands
chicken fried chicken.
No. The other their pancakes are hands down, bar none, the best I've ever had.
Yeah, because we use.
Buttermilk, real buttermilk.
They use buttermilk.
And their
I still work there, but
their syrup hits different for some reason. Like
once Cracker Barrel, always Cracker Barrel.
The syrup is so good there.
Holy shit!
It is. Well, it's not thick like molasses.
Well, no, they like their little vials of syrup
are like crack cocaine.
That's what they come in. They're like little tiny glass vials of syrup.
Holy shit! Time out.
What?
I just fucking realized we were talking about food, and I got something that I had for episode 19, but we were so political we didn't talk about it.
Well, and it was just
why are you interrupting the questionnaire for really? That?
Because it deals with food. Fuck you.
Let's finish off.
This is important.
Those are my two.
Okay.
The country fried steak and the paying clock.
This is painfully hard for me. Painfully hard for me to come up with a favorite because I worked there for 3 years and I've had everything on the menu and everything at Cracker Barrel is good. There's not anything that's really
so
horrible.
With you working there, how often did you eat pretty much eat dinner there? For like
every night.
You would eat dinner there. You wouldn't get tired of it?
No.
No?
A lot of people
get sick of the food. Like, if they cook it all day, they don't want anything to do with it.
Here's the thing. Sorry, so you talk about free food. We got half off. So the trick...
Oh, God. I'm going to get fired.
So the trick is you get half off, right? What we used to do was order off the kids' menu. We ordered the kids' chicken tenders. Let me throw three extra tenders into the deep fryer. Now I got six tenders instead of three. I'm ordering a kid's cheeseburger, but I'm going to throw down the full-blown half-pound burger on the fucking grill.
I'll say, who's really watching how much you're actually cooking?
I knew it was a half-pound burger, you sons of bitches.
Management does keep an eye on things. I got written up quite a few times.
Really? For eating while you're cooking?
Yeah.
How many stars you got on your bib, Jason?
Oh, when I left out of there?
Were you five stars?
They don't have five stars. It only goes to four.
Oh, I thought it was five.
I have 4 stars in the dish room and 2 stars on the grill.
Were you ever a waiter?
No, fuck that.
I'm not cut out for
being a waiter. I'm not a people person. You got to be 18 or older to be on the grill.
I'm a people person. I just ain't got the memory.
I wash the dishes and bust the tables. I will say this, though. Anybody that listens that's in high school, it's a great place to work because back then in 2004, I was making like $8.50 an hour, bussing tables and washing dishes.
So I was working at carpools my first job.
They didn't tip. They don't tip their bus boys. You just bus for $8.50 an hour. It's dish room bussing, same thing. You just like, if we all worked in dish room, like, all right, who's washing dishes and who's bussing tables?
Instead of picking up the dirty dishes, you're washing.
And then after everybody's smoke break, you'd flip back and forth.
Yeah. Hey, man, I need a smoke break. You can bus after
couldn't
that.
Could you
whatever.
Smoke in the break room? Well, back then you could smoke in restaurants, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. Back then. So back then, yes, we did smoke in the break room.
But you could still smoke in the restaurant, couldn't you? Like,
They still had a smoking section back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then. That third little small dining area was the smoking one.
I forget that used to be a thing.
Yeah, when you first walked in, it was always smoking or non-smoking. Yeah.
First available, I don't care.
I still haven't listed my favorite.
No, you haven't. Go ahead.
I have not.
You still haven't picked one, that's why.
I have not. So, I'm going to go with the fried chicken tender BLT sandwich on sourdough.
Very specific. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That was very
specific. Now, if we're in there for breakfast, though, what's the one where you get steak and eggs? I can't remember what that was called. Is that Uncle Herschel's?
Probably just steak and eggs.
That's like one of those like Uncle Herschel's.
Uncle.
It's the grandma's
Uncle
breakfast.
Herschel's breakfast.
Uncle Herschel's breakfast.
Come on down, right? Uncle
Herschel's. So I do that. Man, I'm not going to lie. Their sirloins, their little 8-ounce sirloins are freaking... Is it better than Longhorns? I'll tell you that.
No way.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is. I hate Longhorns. They really? Suck. They couldn't cook a goddamn hamburger right if they wanted to. Sorry.
If you're not going to Texas Roadhouse for a steak, on a budget, I'm not talking about like Texas Day Brazil or Ruth's Chris or anything like that. If you're going to a chain...
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse, hands down.
Like... Cracker
Barrel's a close second.
Steak dinners for like $20.
Time out. I used to work at Texas Roadhouse.
They got some bacon steaks.
It was good until Jew was no longer on the grill. And that's not Jew J E W. That's Jew J U.
I don't think you can say that on the
I can because I used to work there, so shout out.
Like Juju Smith Schuster.
Yeah, dude, that motherfucker could cook a steak.
When they took that Jew off the grill, I don't think you can say
it
that.
It wasn't that Jew. It was just
he's
when they
to
took
just a little Jew. Bit. His name was cut Jew, it off.
All right.
How many have you had?
I don't know, but I got some. We're talking about food, and I really wrote all this stuff down.
I mean, I'm not the only one who hears it, right?
19.
Look at it. I can see it in his face.
Dude, so much excitement.
I've been on those antibiotics for like 2.5 weeks, man.
Oh, there we go. That's the blame game.
His brain's only at 80%.
Dude.
Next, watch out, Jeff. He's going to start spitting next.
Then you're really going to have the Rona.
Going to have a stroke.
Did y'all fucking see that Oreo built an asteroid-proof bunker in Norway?
Who did?
Oreo.
Or, like
that,
the company.
That would be...
Oreo or mandalas?
Oreo. To save
the
Oreos.
Is that who bought...
Whatchamacallit? Mandalas bought that part of Nabisco.
Nabisco, yeah.
Well, I mean, a world without Oreos is not a
world. I was
going to
say Nestle, but I knew that wasn't right.
Each cookie pack is wrapped in protective mylar, which can keep our cookies safe from temperatures to negative 80 to 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, but what about radioactivity? Like, if I drop a nuke on that place, are they, like, Twinkies will survive that shit, right?
Am I going to glow if I eat it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
these are the things I need to know.
It's so, above the permafrost line, so probably wouldn't be good.
I want to know why Oreo. I'm not hating on Oreo because that's my favorite goddamn cookie. Okay,
only double stuff. The only double stuff.
Double stuffed Oreos.
Dude, have you time out? Have you had the mega stuff? Because I haven't yet.
That's too much.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
The ratios.
The ratios way off.
So I went to Walmart about a year ago.
That's where you first fucked up.
The most stuff. It was more than the mega stuff.
It was called
the most stuff.
Was it about that thick?
Yes. It was like four times the cream of the regular Oreo. And I swear to God, I think they like banned that or made it illegal or something because you cannot find it now.
No, double stuffed is like the perfect ratio.
It is.
It's now, the perfect amount of cream.
Now, speaking of Oreo making
cream.
A bunker.
White cream in your mouth.
I found out last night that the owner, the CEO of Under Armour, has his own tank in Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, he lives it. The company was founded in Baltimore.
He has an Under Armour tank.
But I'm saying this is Oreo cookies. Why do they need a bunker?
Who's going to find it?
What?
No, the Norwegians will.
Hold on. No, I have the coordinates.
They told you where it's at?
Yeah.
But I'm all right,
probably
so
just take it off their taxes.
What other great thing could
So are the cookies there now?
I think so.
Do they have
a great trip?
Do they have at least two of every cookie that they've ever done? You know, it's like Noah's Ark. They need two of every cookie.
Oh, does that mean they still got the Game of Thrones cookies?
Dude, we got those.
I know. They were just
had the Game of Thrones.
They were just regular cookies. They had Game of Thrones designs on the cookie part.
Hold on, Kippy. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Every episode.
Jeff?
I haven't watched it yet.
Get out.
Jason.
No, he didn't.
Losers.
I watched every episode at least twice.
Yeah, losers.
So good.
Game of Thrones.
Bunch of losers.
Was our biggest disappointment still.
Y'all are losers.
Up until this point in life.
Season 8 was pretty disappointing. But everything up until that point was
shame.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Shame.
I think it's time we close this one off.
We're coming up
on an hour.
I'm caught up on The Mandalorian.
I haven't watched this week's, but I am caught up on that.
On what show?
Mandalorian. The Mandalorian.
I'm not caught up on this week's, but I do. I had never seen any of the Star Wars.
Get the fuck out. No.
I have now. My boss had me binge watch it because he wanted me to watch The Mandalorian.
Which order did you?
So I watched it in the order that the story made sense. Four, five, six, one, two, no.
You're supposed to watch it in the machete order.
What's the machete order?
Oh, the machete order. It's where you watch.
So you watch one, two, three. No. And then the.
One is irrelevant to the whole story. You don't even watch one.
You got to watch it in the way the story makes
sense. Why don't you watch one?
What does one have to do with anything?
One is pretty terrible. It doesn't get good till episode three.
Well, it gives you the background of Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
So then
Qui-Gon dies in that episode.
So after episode.
Well, that's Obi-Wan's start, though.
It's after episode three,
Queen Amidala.
Nothing important happens.
Queen Amidala.
Remy.
COVID.
I think she's eating that rat poison.
So you watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And then I watched.
I think she's into the rat poison.
What was
Solo.
So then you watch Solo. And then
Rogue One.
You watch Solo, then Rogue One, because Han Solo is in Rogue One, right?
No.
So the other way around, then. You watch Rogue One, and then you watch Solo, because that introduces you to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rogue One goes right into Episode 4. Like, literally, the ending scene, that's why I had to watch it that way.
The machete order is you watch 4 and 5. And then you watch.
It already doesn't make sense.
I just can't.
Why?
Oh, okay. 4 and 5. I was thinking you said 5 and 6.
No, 4 and 5. Then you watch 2 and 3 as a flashback to give you the backstory into.
I hate flashbacks.
Well, then you suck. So then you watch 6 and then 7, 8, 9. And somewhere, I think.
You never watch 1.
You never watch 1. Because 1.
1 is pretty stupid.
It does not. Everything that happens in 1 is irrelevant to the rest of the series. It literally is. Tell me one thing that happens in 1 that you don't find that you can't find out information enough information in.
I just liked watching 1 cuz you got to see him as a kid. Like it gave the start of him. And then 2 and 3 was like 2 he was working into the Jedi process and then 3 he was a Jedi.
Yeah.
So
Blake's calling it. He's done.
I mean, we're still good.
You're toasted.
No, I mean,
this is. How do we go from Thanksgiving dinner
to
Star Wars?
Because we ended up at Game of Thrones,
and I was about to dive into Game of Thrones.
Oh hell no! I would have drawn the line.
Oh no!
It seems like we've got a general Star Wars consensus here.
All right, let's bring in The Walking Dead.
Oh, God. I love The Walking Dead.
No.
I did see.
If you grew your hair out, I could see it.
I could see it with the hair.
If you grew your hair out and carried around a crossbow, I could definitely see it.
I don't see it. Pasty enough? I don't see it.
Yeah.
Look.
Sure.
Daryl.
Look. Everyone.
I'm going to put some Just for Men white in my beard, and I could be Rick.
You could be Herschel.
No, Herschel. Rick is going to be.
You lose your head. Don't worry.
Rick is going to be in a my Christmas story or whatever. A Christmas Carol.
Are they redoing
he's gonna
that?
Be the, for the 15, he's going to be the Scrooge.
Time? I still say the best ending to Rick. The Walking Dead is he wakes up and it was a coma dream the whole time.
That would be a it's
that'd no, be a great ending.
Is this the last season?
11.
Well, they
11's supposed to be the last season.
It's going to take 2 years to wrap up, though.
Why?
That's what they said. It's going to be an
Do y'all think y'all think Rick's going to come back?
Yeah,
because he's still alive.
Yes, he is alive.
They're making a movie about it.
Did anybody watch the little the new spinoff that was filmed in Hopewell?
The Fear. No.
That,
I know what you're talking
that's
about.
That's the movie.
They got a spinoff of the spinoff.
No, it's not a spinoff. It explains. It apparently gives more detail into what happened to Rick.
Well. The spinoff is about like life
Carl.
Way after it happened.
Yeah, it's
Carl.
Like these kids only know this life.
Funny story about this that new show is in Doswell. We worked our fire station was next to a junkyard, and they used a.
Did they film right next to you?
No, they didn't film there, but they took a destroyed tractor trailer trailer that we were playing with and training on. They used it. For their show.
Oh, nice.
It's so when you see it, like there's an episode in that show of you'll see it like this tractor trailer that's all filleted open. That's our trailer from Doswell here in Virginia.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
I mean, it was filmed in Hopewell. Parts of it was.
I watched a movie the other night.
Oh my God. So did I. I mean, you want a fucking cookie? Because we can make them.
Well, let's do it.
let's cut this.
You're so checked out. You can go. Fucking
goodbye.
Preheat the oven and
I'm
get shit going.
I'm not checked out, goodbye. You sons of bitches.
Marky Mark.
Ratings are life.
What about him?
I haven't heard of this. Netflix put me onto it. I thought it was something new, but it's like 3 years old. Mile 22.
Never heard of it. I did watch Patriots Day last weekend. Oh,
Mile
God,
22
so
is a good movie, but it's a weird movie.
I did just binge watch all.
It is weird. Messed me up there at the end.
Blake's on it. I just binge watched all of the 100.
Good fucking show. Jeff, have you
it
seen
is a
100?
Great show.
I started watching it. It was pretty interesting, the first episode. I only watched really the first one.
I watched all of it in 1 month.
I will not watch it because one night I came over here to record with Blake and they were watching it and it looked really weird and I didn't want to get into it.
Are you still watching Yellowstone?
I haven't seen that yet. Is it good?
We're in between seasons.
Get the fuck on Yellowstone.
It's not boring. Did you
Where do you watch it at?
Peacock.
I don't have Peacock.
Oh, yes, you do. If you do have you Xfinity,
have, it's I don't free. Have, I just have the internet.
Oh, you?
I got you.
You stream everything.
I got you, Big Daddy.
You gotta give me that login.
I got you.
Did you watch Sons of Anarchy?
Nope.
No. I would say Yellowstone is Sons of Anarchy in a Western form.
Y'all all seen Breaking Bad, though, right?
Take
nope,
my dog.
Nope.
Are you shitting me?
Couldn't get into it.
Overrated. Okay. Couldn't all right. get into it. All right. All right. We can talk fucking shows in the goddamn out of the studio. Let's wrap this one up.
You all right. Thank you.
Wrap it up. You've all seen the Chappelle Show.
Wrap it up.
I'm not checked out.
I want to apologize to all the listeners for Blake's blatant.
He's yelling in the microphone, angry.
He doesn't
want
to talk to you guys anymore.
He's fucking hulking out over here. He's maxing out the bar on the Audacity app.
You sons of bitches are working my fingers to death. I'm going to have a carpal tunnel in my left hand trying to work this fucking audio. I'm not maxed out. You're fucking rambling. Let's cut this out for
the
listeners.
It's literally in
the
red right now.
Fuck you. That's you talking, bitch.
Here we go. I think we've hit the record for fuck yous. So fuck you and good night.
Hey, this is a family fucking environment. No curse.
Yeah, god damn it. Cut that fucking shit out.
Hey, everyone, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Enjoy the time with your family.
We love you.
And leave the deviled eggs at home. Nobody wants them.
Throw them straight
Unless
in the trash can.
Don't even make them. Save them for scrambled eggs.
Mac and cheese is life.
Peace.
Brown gravy.
Screw Northam and his 25-person limit.
Fuck
and
yeah.
And have an awesome
Pack
Thanksgiving.
House.
Go out Black Friday. Don't spend all your money.
Don't spend any money.
Only half of it.
Only half of it.
You might.
I can get behind that.
Good night.
Good
night. Love y'all.
Thank you.
Later.